Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
After a wet start, things are drying up on this Tuesday morning. Hello, this is Jim O'Hara at 9:04 on the Quad Cities NPR station, WVIK. After a long drought, heavy rains are causing nitrate buildup in the soil to flush into water sources. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith has the details.
Across its network, the Iowa Water Quality Information System shows high levels of nitrate, particularly in north-central Iowa. The University of Iowa's David Swertney directs the Center for Health Effects of Environmental Contamination. He says the same process that washes nitrates into water sources also flushes other chemicals like pesticides into surface water.
So it's definitely right to think about whenever we have water that's moving from land to our rivers or streams or lakes, we tend to put a lot of attention on the nitrogen and the phosphorus, but there are going to be other things.
Federal law limits the amount of nitrate present in drinking water to below 10 parts per million. Drinking water above that limit has been associated with blue baby syndrome, a condition that can be deadly for infants. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the River Bandits kick off a homestand against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, gradual clearing and a high of 76. Overnight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain and a low about 54. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 50% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high near 78. Coming up on Think, a running joke in the tech world is that flying cars are perpetually 3 to 5 years away. So when will they actually become a reality? They'll discuss at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK.